No, no. The New York people that we think he has some, but none of them we talked to, they all said they'd do anything I want done. But these others said they'd do what I wanted done too, but there was some sentiment.
Preference, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say that Hubert had 15.
Mm-hmm. How are his negatives?
He's next to Bobby in negatives in the South, but he's not really negative anywhere.
That's
Bobby has some for him, but just all kinds of negatives.
Yeah.
Just everyone. I would guess that of 15 men that we've asked to do things, 12 of them have said I'd have to assure him that he wasn't on the ticket.
I'd admit that.
They just won't do it if he's on the ticket. And now what we've got to do is find out a nice way, and your great function now, aside from trying to pull us together and work together closely, as close as he'll permit, I'm going to have self-respect, and I'm not going to bow too much, but I'm going to meet 60% of the way.
Now that you've made this decision, you don't have any problem with self-respect. You're in charge.
I think that the main problem quickly is before somebody writes it up writes it up unfairly. Now we ought to find out how to do it. He said he wants to think it over.
Yeah,
I don't want to press him, but I want you to find a way of how to allow it before they all go to talking. For instance, I'm an hour and a half late to this luncheon, and they're going to wonder what the hell. So I'm going to have to say. But you're going to have to find a way today or tomorrow. That
I better not put it on me, because I told him I wasn't able to get in either.
That's agreeable to both of us on how to get this cat out of the bag.
If I
were a dictator, I would just say that he would indicate it. He'd be glad to be helpful in the campaign, but that there'd been a lot of talk about the ticket, and he'd given serious consideration to it, but he didn't choose to be a candidate.
That
doesn't say he wouldn't take it, but he just didn't choose to.
You would accept this decision.
And I'd said, that's fine. Now, if you don't, they'll say, well, he said he wouldn't have him, so that makes a fight. I mean, that leaves some wounds if I say I don't want him.
Well, I think he's got time to think that over, and I think he doesn't have much time, because the number of people he can talk to who keep their mouths shut is not large.
That's right. How many knew he's going to come in here today besides you two? Was anybody else present last night? I guess the whole family, weren't they?
Yes. He took me in the corner to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
The only people there were Gene Black and Jackie and Steve Smith. As I say, he didn't talk about this at the table at all.
How did he know? Just instinct?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think Bob told me, I talked to him this morning because I wanted to get his savor of where we were going, and he told me that the conversation had gone a shade further, perhaps, than he had made clear to you, that, you know, that when he was Hyannisport, that Bobby had said, in effect, I think he's going to decide no, and I think he's going to want to, he'd probably be telling me so fairly soon, or something like that. Anyway, it was instinct, and he said to me, I'm going to see the president, and I think this must be what it's about, and what is his thinking, and I said, you know, you've got to find out what his thinking is from him, but I didn't deny what it was about, and that's how he knew, I'm sure, or confirmed from his conversation with me. I'm much encouraged. I think what actually happened, Mr. President, was that he looked hard at whether there was any other course that made any sense for anyone, himself included, than to accept your decision, and came out where I think we're going to be all right.
Well, I think it'd be very bad for me first, very bad for his brother's memory, and I think disastrous for him if he did anything else.
Disastrous for him.
It'd mess up the whole Kennedy image and the whole Kennedy picture to be trying to have a dynasty this quick and move right in and take over, and I think it reflected on all of them. But what we got to do now is work it out, and I'll talk to you later, Eric.
All right. Sorry.